弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
我们真的感谢主啊，新的一年开始。
Thanks to the Lord that this is the beginning of the year.
当然我们也有一些新的改变。
And of course, that comes with some changes.
在神的家里面，我们究竟应该怎么样行呢？
So in God's house, how should we act?
我们如果知道神家有一些改变的话，我们就一起跟着神家的改变，我们来适应。
So if there are some changes in God's house, let's we adjust and be adjusted to it.
好像我们在波饼聚会跟信息聚会之间呢，那我们从今年开始呢，那我们就会把两个聚会连接在一起，那我们中间就没有休息。
So one of the changes you have already noticed is after breaking bread and the beginning of a sermon, the break is now taken away. So we will be in a continuous process.
如果弟兄姊妹你需要去洗手间的话，当然你就可以安安静静的离开，不要造成轰动。
So brothers and sisters, if you needed to take a restroom break, please go quietly and don't raise a crowd.
那我们希望我们在整个的聚会里面，那神的同在是丰丰富富的临到我们。
So I hope that in our coming meetings, that it will be a continuous journey and we will not depart from the presence of our Lord.
当然我们在分享信息的时候，那常常传讲信息的弟兄们会挑一些弟兄姊妹不熟悉的诗歌，可是跟信息是有关的。
Some often times how we learn to sing new songs that are related to the sermon.
可是我们感谢赞美主，我们的诗班弟兄姊妹他们很有这个盼望。
And thanks to the Lord that our worship teams they have this hope.
那他们希望在这个聚会里面的时候，那既然平常就有四部的训练，他们希望在敬拜的时候，他们也能够唱四部。
In fact, because they have the different, well, they would like to sing in. So the worship teams will worship their way.
那所以就在去年年底呢，他们就希望呢，讲员能够把要唱的诗歌呢早一点给他们，所以呢，他们能够在敬拜的时候，他们能唱分部的呢，他们就去唱分部。
So that the worship team they would like to receive the songs in advance so that they can prepare themselves. So during the time to worship, they can sing their way.
那如果你想参加诗班的话，我在这里也替诗班做一下宣传啊，麻烦你赶快来参加诗班。让我们在敬拜的时候能够得到很好的训练。
In fact, if you want to join the worship team, you are more than welcome to let us know and we'll arrange it for you.
当然我们在聚会的里面，我们也分中文的聚会跟英文的聚会。
During your meetings, you know that sometimes you have Chinese meeting and English meetings now.
有时候呢，可能对于英文组的弟兄姊妹就很困扰，今天到底应该留在正堂还是留在副堂？
So sometimes the English worship team, the English worship group, you may get confused not knowing where to go on this Sunday.
好不容易跑到副堂了才知道哦，原来今天是在正堂聚会。
Sometimes you make all your way over there to the classroom, then you realize that you're supposed to be here.
所以呢，以后呢，波饼聚会完，你可以看看荧幕。
So then after the breaking bread, if you take a look at the screen.
请那个后面我们负责控制的弟兄帮我放一下那个波饼聚会完的那个slide。那如果你们看到是正堂的话，就表示今天是在正堂聚会。
And when you look at the screen, when you see this, you know you're supposed to.
所以波饼聚会完，请你们先看看荧幕。
So after finish breaking bread.
如果你看到副堂的图案的话，下一张。
If you see that, then you know you have to.
那表示呢，你们今天呢需要到副堂去聚会。
And you know that's where you're supposed to be.
所以呢，这个图案上面的呢是代表英文组聚会的地方。
So when you took a look at the screen, you know where to go.
那就不会造成你们的困扰，白跑一趟。
That should avoid any confusion.
好，那我们回到我的主题，今天要交通的就是在神的家中当怎样行。
So coming back to today's sermon, how should we act in God's house?
那我们要来读一处的圣经。
Let us read some Bible together.
那我要说非常的抱歉，不是提摩太前书第四章。
And I have to apologize in advance. It is not 1 Timothy chapter 4.
当然提摩太前书第四章这边讲到圣灵明说。
And of course, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, it says that the Spirit says,
在后来的时候必有人离弃真道。
That at the end times there will be people that depart from the truth.
听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
And pay attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons.
这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这的人的良心如同被 热铁若冠的一般。
By means of the hypocrisies of liars, sear in their own conscience as with a branding iron.
他们禁止嫁娶，又禁戒食物。
The man would forbid marriage and advocates abstaining from food.
就是神所造将那信而明白真道的人感谢领受的。
Which God has created to be gratefully shared to those by who believe and know the truth.
凡神所造的都是好的，若感谢的领受，就没有一样是可弃的。
For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected.If it is received with gratitude.
那我们相信呢，神所说的话是真实的、可信的。
We know that God's word is true.
弟兄姊妹，在我们新的聚会的时候，我们也有另外一项的改变。
So brothers and sisters, in our meetings, there's another change.
就是弟兄姊妹，我们盼望你能够把你手中的圣经带到教会来。
It's the brothers and sisters. I hope that you bring your Bible with you.
所以在主日的时候，你能够带着你的圣经和你一起来到教会一起聚会。
So that on Sunday, not only you come, but your Bible as well.
所以讲员在读经的时候，你可以很快的翻到圣经。
So that when the speaker talks about Bible verse, you could open your book.
当然，一面我们对我们自己手中的这本圣经熟悉，我们知道哪一章、哪一卷、哪一卷、哪一章、哪一节在哪里。
So on one hand, it helps you practice. You know how to and where to go to.
所以当神的话提醒我们的时候，我们就可以翻到那里，我们仔细的思想。
So that when some words come to you, now you know how to get there.
那非常抱歉呢，今天我打错一个字呢。原本呢，我是要打《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的，所以在寄给 Linda 的时候写了一个题字。
So then originally I meant to say Thessalonica, First Thessalonica.
所以呢，帖撒罗尼迦前书就变成提摩太前书。
So First Thessalonians, and then because of the typo, it's now become First Timothy.
所以在你们节目单上这一段经节也没有印出来。
So that's why it's not on your program sheet.
所以我看到这个周报的时候，我里面非常的抱歉。
So when I saw the program sheets, I was filled with.
所以一开始在播饼的时候，我也坐立难安。
So at the beginning of the communion, I couldn't sit right.
还是要在主的面前认错。
And then I confessed before the Lord.
因为主也借了我们的弟兄再一次提醒我。
Because through my brother, the Lord has spoken.
星期五的时候，他还跟我确认说是提摩太前书吗
？Because on Friday, I asked Brother Stephen, "Are we doing First Timothy?"
那我还跟他讲是。
And I said, "Sure."
那实际上不是。
But in fact, it wasn't.
那是在帖撒罗尼迦前书。
So get to First Thessalonians.
那第四章的第一节到第四节。
Chapter 4:1-4.
那我们翻开圣经，或是你如果。觉得圣经的字太小，你可以看荧幕。
So with your Bible or looking at the screen,
好不好？我们一起来念这一段的经文。
First Thessalonians chapter 4.
弟兄们，我还有话说。我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们，你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行，可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。你们也晓得我们凭主耶稣传给你们什么命令，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远离淫行，让你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。弟兄姊妹，这就是新一年呢，我们要一起来思想的一段的经文。
As the new year begins, I want you to think about this.
在神的家里面，我们究竟应该怎么行呢？
That in God's house, how you ought to walk.
我们的弟兄保罗说：“弟兄们，我还有话说。”
Because a brother Paul starts with brethren.
他说：“我还有话说。”
And exhort you in the Lord Jesus.
我们的弟兄他还有什么样的话说呢？
And receive from us instructions. What instructions?
所以呢，他在这里讲到说，他和他的同工，我们呢，靠着主耶稣的名，在这里求你们，劝你们。
And says Paul with his co-workers, how he wants to talk to us in the Lord Jesus.
他想说的话是什么呢？
What instructions he would like to give
us? 他想说的话是圣经里面的教训。
His instructions is from the Word of God.
他想说的话是说，这些教训到底有没有帮助弟兄姐妹更加讨神的喜悦。
And he was wondering the instructions that we got from God, does it help us to excel in God?
所以呢，当他在说这些话的时候，他就说到呢，我说这些话是靠着主耶稣基督的名说的。
So then, When Paul wrote this message, he wrote, I exhort you in the Lord Jesus.
不是因为我保罗有这样的一个想法，所以呢，我把这样的想法告诉你们。
It's not because of just some thoughts in Paul's mind, but he is instructing us in Lord Jesus.
保罗他在牧养教会的时候呢，常常因着主耶稣基督的意念在他的身上，所以他知道怎么样奉主耶稣的名来说话。
So when Paul is bringing up his church, not from his thought, but he's bringing his church up in the word of Jesus.
所以在我们弟兄的身上，他有那个权柄在那里。
So that's why when Paul speaks, he speaks with authority.
可是我们看到这一处的经文，他说：“我说这些话的时候是求你们。”
But then here, Paul is now requesting and exhorting you.
所以呢，虽然他有权柄，可是他说这些话的时候是用一个祈求的那样的一个态度在跟。教会的弟兄姊妹说话。
So if you think about it, even though Paul with lots of authority, he is still just requesting us to do.
所以说到这个求字的时候，特别讲到好像一个人苦口婆心的在那里用一个良善的意念在那里劝诫大家。
So in other words, he is begging us to do this.
就好像一个孩子生病的这个母亲、这个父亲呢，常常。求求你把这个药吞下去一样。
So think about it. It's like a small child who is sick, and the parent is begging the little child to eat his medicine.
虽然神的话非常难咽下去。
Yes, even though the medicines or God's words could be hard to swallow.
虽然这些教训呢，在我们的中间非常的难行走。
Even though this teaching may be hard to execute.
可是作为牧养教会的同工来讲，保罗说：“哎呀，我求求你们把它吃下去吧。”
But as the shepherd of the church, Paul asks us to swallow.And eat these words.
不但求他们，而且呢，劝他们。
Not only he is begging them, but he is persuading them, advising them.
这个劝呢，带了一个激励、一个鼓励的那样一个情况。
To request them, to encourage them.
所以呢，希望他们能够借着神的教训得到鼓励。
So that the brothers can be encouraged by God's word.
所以呢，这些教训有一个目的在那里。
So these instructions come with a goal.
所以呢，使信徒的生活能够过一个讨神喜欢的生活。
So that now the brothers and sisters, they can live a life that pleases God.
可能呢，在教会里面的弟兄姊妹有说呢，哎呀，我已经非常讨神喜欢了。
Maybe some of the brothers and sistersin church thought that I'm already really pleasing.
我也相信呢，我所做的呢，神都非常的喜悦了。
And I believe that all the things I do already please God.
可是呢，保罗在这里还有一番的劝诫。
But then this is what Paul says.
如果是这样的话，你要更加的勉励而行。
Indeed, if you are already pleasing God, why don't you excel some more?
第二个重点呢，讲到呢，还有什么命令要传呢？
And then after that, he says, "What other commandments do I want to?"
保罗在这一段的经文里面呢，他讲到呢，神的旨意在他的身上。
And then he starts with, "This is the will of God."
他想把神的旨意传给弟兄姐妹。
He wants to bring the will of God to the brothers and
sisters. 常常他在传神的心意的时候呢，只想到一件事情。
And when he brings the will of God to people, he only thinks of one thing.
是不是他所说的呢？帮助弟兄姐妹的生活更加的圣洁尊贵。
Is this thing that he is telling the brothers and sisters to do? Is that a sanctification to the brothers and sisters?
所以呢，保罗在说这段话的时候，虽然呢他是在传主耶稣基督的圣旨。
Yes, so in fact, when Paul was saying this, he is communicating the will of God.
可是他非常清楚知道一件事，我是凭着主耶稣基督的名来传达这样的命令。
And he emphasizes on that I am giving you these instructions by the authority of Jesus Christ.
所以这样的命令说出来呢，要叫你们成为圣洁。
So this commandment is that you become sanctified.
让我们在我们的生活里面有一个圣洁的生活表彰出来。
So that your life is a manifestation of sanctification.
这是积极的方面，消极的方面呢，要叫我们远避淫行。
And if you look at it from the other perspective, it said you stay abstain from sexual immorality.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道神的旨意非常的清楚，就是要叫我们呢成为圣洁的人，躲避这些淫乱的生活。
So the will of God is described very clearly that your sanctification is abstaining from sexual immorality.
所以当神的旨意说出来的时候，那个命令的目的就是叫我们用圣洁和尊贵来守住我们自己的身体。
So that when Paul explained the will of God, it becomes a command or it commands a requirement that you have to now possess your own vessels.In sanctification.
弟兄姊妹，可能你会说，哎呀，我已经守住了。
So brothers and sisters, you may say that yes, I have already done that.
那我就再也不要顾虑到别人了，因为我已经守住了。
And maybe Why should I care about anything more? Because I have already done it.
弟兄们, 如果今天你已经为主守住了,
Brothers and sisters, if you have already done this,
我盼望在我们中间我们更加的为我们的同伴一起来保守这样的一个生活。
Then I ask you to start helping people around you to also do that.
所以我们在教会的生活里面,我们在群体的生活里面,我们一起来过这样圣洁的生活。
So that's why in a church, in this corporate body, encourage each other to do the same.
所以保罗说话, 他所带出来的教训, 是要我们能够更加讨神喜悦。
So when Paul brings us this commandment, it's so that we can do it and please God.
他传讲神的心意, 是要我们能够过圣洁的生活。
He gave us this view of God so that we can live in sanctification.
弟兄姊妹, 从2016年开始呢, 一直在传讲的信息。
Brothers and sisters, from 2016 till now, the message that we have been talking about,
我不知道弟兄姊妹能不能够感受到。
I don't know if you guys can feel this.
从2016年到2017年呢, 在弟兄姊妹中间里面有一个负担。
That from 2016 to 2017, we share a burden.
就是我们要认识神。
Is that we want to know God more.
好像呢, 认识神这一件事情呢, 在我们的生活里面特别的重要。
Just like we now want to focus on knowing God more.
那我希望呢, 当我把这些表格发下去的时候, 你可以跟着我一起。
So when I hope that when I give you this form, you can look, you can read along and follow what I'm saying.
弟兄姊妹呢, 在我发的这个表格上面呢, 第一个呢, 就是这样的一个图案。
So brothers and sisters, when you look at the form, it shows this.
我相信呢, 你已经看过这个图案 非常多次。
And I believe that you have seen this before.
那从2016年开始到现在呢, 这个图案呢, 在整个的信息里面不断地传递给大家。
So in the whole last year, this has been the theme of all of our messages.
弟兄姊妹呢, 我就用一个心思呢, 讲到呢, 这一个图画就是我们基督徒生活的一个体检表。
So brothers and sisters, these six things should serve as a check as in our body.
如果你要知道你的基督徒的生活到底健康不健康, 这十二件事情是我们在生活里面我们需要常常提醒自己的。
Brothers and sisters, when you do a body check for your Christian spiritual health, these 12 things is what you should look out for.
所以从我们认识神开始有六件事情我们要从我们的心里活出来。
So after we met the Lord, there should be six things that you do.
所以我们才能够过一个圣洁的生活。
And through this six things, you can live a life of
sanctification. 但如果我们已经有这样的生活的时候，我们才可以成为一个服侍神的人。
And after you have done these six things, then now you can start serving the Lord.
所以在教会里面呢，有六件事让我们从我们的身外能够活出来。
So that in your church, then there are these six other things that you can do to manifest the Lord.
这是我们属灵生命成长的一个指标。
So these 12 things should serve as a check for how healthy you are.
所以说到我们内心的生活的时候, 我们在神的面前, 我们一定要好好的来认识主。
So talk about your internal life, that's why you have to be aware of it.
所以我们在神的面前, 常常在神的面前做一个谦卑人。
So that before the Lord, let us have a humble heart.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们每一天都到神的面前的时候, 我们面对神的时候, 我们就知道, 主啊, 我在哪一件事情上我做错了, 我需要你的赦免。
And every day, when we come before the Lord, as we confess and get close to the Lord, you will know what you need to do better.
弟兄姊妹, 你就知道, 这是一个保障来的。
Brothers and sisters, these 12 things are your assurance.
所以呢, 当你在神的面前认罪悔改的时候, 你会发现神就赦免你。
And as you confess to the Lord, you realize that your sins are forgiven.
第二个保障呢, 就好像讲到呢, 当你接受到主 主的饶恕的时候, 你开始你会去饶恕人呢。
And then after you receive the forgiveness from Christ, and you can now start forgiving others around you.
好像那一双手就把我们紧紧地保护在那里。
Just like now, you see two hands now keeping you inside of it.
当然我们的生活, 我们要远离那些神所咒诅的事情。
Of course, we also have to do all things we could to avoid the things that God dislikes.
因为在我们的生活里面真的是有一些事情我们做的时候神会咒诅我们。
Because in fact there are things that we do that will make God angry.
我们也要脱离那些敬拜假神拜偶像的生活。
And also depart from lives that worship idols.
所以我们可以一直站在主这一边。
So that you can stand on God's side.
所以当我们检视我们内心别人看不见的时候，我们怎么样检视我们的内心呢？
So how do we examine ourselves from a heart.
那这六件事你都可以问问你自己。
So ask yourself these six things.
那在外面的六件事情呢，我们去年呢一直在强调我们怎么样101来传福音使人得救。
And the six actions that you should take, the first thing is,Bring one person with you to the church.
所以我们说有一零一，可是呢，一行二的时候呢，这是我们今年呢，我们所想特别提醒弟兄姊妹的。
And now I want to remind of the second thing is what two things is supposed.
在我们外面的属灵生活，我们做两件事，就是祷告跟读圣经。
So externally, what is a Christian supposed to do is to pray and read the Bible.
在接下来有三件事是我们殷勤要去做的。
And then three other things that you have to do diligently.
聚会奉献跟服事
come to meet, offer, offer and also serve.
这就是我们外面呢有六件事呢，在我们的属灵的生活里面，从外面我们会显现出来的。
So、these are the six actions we're supposed to take.
弟兄们，如果哪一个环节呢出了状况、出了问题，让我们回到神的面前。
Brothers and sisters, in any of those six things, if you get stuck.Come to the Lord.
所以呢，让我们成为一个以神为中心的人。
So that you can become someone who is God-centered.
2017年呢，也交通到以斯拉记。
And then 2017, we also talk about the book of Ezra.
其实呢，在里面呢，我就知道呢，有一个属灵的策略管理在我们的生活里面。
And in fact, there's got to be a strategy how we should manage our life.
可是，在交通整个以斯拉记的时候，只有一句话最重要的，一直印在我的心上。
So in the book of Ezra, there's only one thing that I want to bring back to your attention.
也就是我们做弟兄的，我们要禁食祷告。
He said, as brothers, we have to fast and pray.
为家中的妇人。
To pray for the women in the household.
为家中的孩子。
To pray for the children of the household.
为家中的一切所有的。
And to pray for all things of the household.
得到平坦的道路。
So that you could ask for a plain path.
所以这一节经节一直印在我的心里面。
And this is the words that stayed with me.
所以呢，就问自己一个问题，说得到平坦的道路要做什么呢？
So when I ask myself, what do I need to do in order to get a straight path?
当我们自己、我们的妇人、孩子、一切所有的都得到平坦的道路之后，我们要做什么呢？
When my whole household is now walking on this straight path, then what am I supposed to do?
神把平坦的道路赐给我们，我们要做什么呢？
When the Lord Give us this straight path. What are we to do?
最重要一件事情就是像出埃及记里面讲到的，这些以色列人他们到旷野去侍奉神。
That then in my mind, then when the Israelites are being led outside of Egypt in the wilderness, they start offering and serving the Lord.
所以我们不留任何的一体在埃及。
So that we do not leave anyone behind in Egypt.
所以呢，凡属我们的一切，我们都要来到神的家中来侍奉神。
So that if you belong to this house, then all of you need to serve the Lord.
所以当你的妻子、你的配偶得到一个平坦的道路，你要提醒他，你要侍奉神。
So when your wife, when your household now got a straight way from the Lord, remind her that she has to serve the Lord.
是的，当你的孩子呢在学习上得到平坦的道路，你要提醒他，你要侍奉神。
When your children receive a path from the Lord, ask them to come serve the Lord.
当你自己发现呢，你的家业丰富，你一切所有的都是那么顺。你的时候，你要提醒你自己，你要侍奉神。
When you yourself start getting this straight path from the Lord, remind yourself to serve the Lord.
所以去年我们一年里面呢，我们向着福音的朋友，我们也不断的在传说，他是一位奇妙的救主。我们要把奇妙的救恩来传递给他们。
So that in all our gospel meetings, we are reminded that our Lord is the wonderful God.
所以2018年我们有一个期盼。
So that in 2018, we have this new hope.
当你活出正常基督徒生活的时候，你的生命才会增长。
When you act like a normal Christian, then your life will grow.
当然，我们每一年呢，我们自己呢，我们也都定了一些的目标。
So in fact, here are some definite goals, tangible goals we want to achieve.
弟兄姊妹，可能你会说，圣宗，你每一年都写这些数字。
Brothers and sisters, you may complain to me that Brother Stephen, you always bring numbers up.
是的，我每一年都写，可是我只是在年初的时候提醒弟兄姐妹。
In fact, yes, I do set goals, but this is the time for me to remind you of those goals.
之后呢，就是到年底的侍奉聚会，我会再跟你们分享。
So that when we recap again at the end of this year, we can look at this goal to see if we made it.
所以呢，在今年呢，在我们的教宗里面，我们就希望能够再栽培六位的弟兄姊妹，他们能够101的带领人来归主。
So that in this year, we want to develop six other brothers and sisters who can bring and preach gospel on a one-on-one basis.
我们希望我们周三祷告会的时候有28位的弟兄姊妹能够加入祷告的聚会。
And we want our Wednesday night prayer group to grow to 28 people strong.
我们弟兄们有更高的标准是30位的时候我也说阿们。
So if you want to challenge yourself to 30, that's great.
就弟兄姊妹在周三的祷告聚会的时候我邀请你们来求你们来。
So that's why I'm begging you, I'm asking you to come join us on Wednesday night.
然后我们中文聚会我们也有一个目标英文聚会我们也设了一个目标。
So for our Chinese meeting and our English meeting, we have a goal of numbers as well.
可能你会说哎呀100人太简单了20人太简单了。
Maybe you say that 100 people in Chinese and 20 people in English, that's too easy.
只是弟兄姊妹常常在我们中间得救的弟兄姊妹他们就会有外移的现象。
But brothers and sisters, let me remind you how many of us have already moved out.
不是教会没有得救的人数没有增长。
It's not that we are not saving new people.
而是呢我们要更加的起来好好的传福音真道。
But more importantly is we have to focus on preaching this gospel.
所以呢在这里得救的人数神祝福我们就会一直往上。
So that we can save more and more people in this church.
弟兄姊妹这个数字并不是很重要可是呢是一个我们往前的一个目标。
Brother and sister, maybe don't pay attention to the specific number, but know that we have to move forward.
至少每一年呢我们都有得救的人在我们中间。
Because each year, we have new people joining us.
受浸归入主的名下。
To be baptized in Christ's name.
弟兄姊妹，当教会往前的时候，我们应该知道怎么样行。
So when now the church is moving forward, what am I to do?
我觉得我自己呢，从2011年开始呢，我好像一个救火员一样。
And I think that ever started 2011, I've become a firefighter.
为什么这样讲呢
？Why would I say that?
2011年开始呢，教会有服事的时候，我就开始在教会服事。
Because in 2011, that's when I started serving in this church.
可是呢，当神学院的图书馆有需要的时候，我又回到神学的图书馆去工作。
But then when my old job at the Bible College, the library needed me, I go back and work for them.
可是不管是在图书馆也好，是在教会也好，都是我的服事。
But doesn't matter which way I go, to me is a service to God.
那都是因为那里有需要，所以我又跑过去那里。
And it always happens that whenever there's a need, I have to go there.
所以我觉得我好像是一个灭火的人一样。
So that's why I thought I was just putting out fire, like a firefighter.
弟兄姊妹，可是火是灭了，没有错。
But yes, brothers and sisters, the fire are put out.
可是最难的事情是什么呢？
But what is the harder thing?
最难的事是建造。
The harder thing is to rebuild.
最难的事是建造。
The hard thing is to build up.
火灭了是容易，可是建造的事是不容易。
Yet it may be easy to put out the fire, but it's hard to build it up.
你知道在这个灭火的过程里面，最难过的一件事情是什么吗
？So do you know what is the hardest, the worst feeling I have when I was putting out those fires?
就是那些消防员呢，他们在火场里面用自己的生命去对抗到没有力气的时候。
Is that when the firefighter are exhausted in the fire, they're tired.
他们却葬身火场。
And they die.
可能那不明白的人给他们一个很好的称号。
Maybe the ones that don't understand, they call them a great name.
哎呀，这个是打火英雄来的。
This is a hero.
可是呢，在现场的人可能他自己最知道。
But then the people that are actually at the fire, they would know.
他是没办法胜过那个火势的，只好死在那里。
Is that the firefighter actually was desperate? There's no way he could win.And that's why he died.
所以作为一个传道人呢，最难过的一件事情是他所传的，他发现他不能做到。
So as a minister, the worst thing that I can encounter is that there's something that I cannot overcome.
可是神却吩咐他，你要这样讲。
But though God is asking me to do this,
就是你做不到，你也要这样讲。
Even though you know you can't do it, you still have to do it.
因为你不能够歪曲神的真理。
Because you cannot go away from God's path.
弟兄姊妹，我不太在意我们教会是这样的一个保守跟传统的教会。
So brothers and sisters, I never mind that our church is a traditional church.
可能呢，你不太喜欢我们聚会的形式。
Maybe you don't like some of the things that we do.
可是我很在意的一件事情，就是我们是不是一个听神话、顺服神话语的人。
What I care about is that are we following God's way?
不管我们年纪大好，年纪小也好，我要问的是，我们愿不愿意成为顺服主话语的人
？What I'm asking you to do, regardless of age, is are you willing to be disciplined in God's way?
对于那些我们生活在那个神所不喜悦的生活里面，我们是不是老是这样讲？我就是这样，我没有办法改变，人也没有办法改变我。
In some of your daily living, your usual doing, are you just saying that this is my way to do it and this is the way that I've been doing it, so I'm going to do it this way?
所以每一次我们说，哎呀， 我就是这样，人没有办法改变我的时候。
And then, so every time when you say, this is how I do it, this is just who I am.
这就是我们最需要主的时候。
And I tell you, that's the moment when you need the Lord.
因为就是在神的家里面，我们个人一定要有调整。
Because if as individuals in this house, you have to make adjustments.
如果今天神都不能调整我们，谁还能调整我们呢？
If today you're not willing to let God adjust you, then who could?
如果神要调整我们，我们都不愿意改变的时候，我们在这里聚会有什么意思呢？
If the God wants to adjust you or discipline you, but you refuse, then what's the point of being here?
所以让我们2018年改一个口。
So let us come to 2018 with a new slogan.
亲爱的主，人改变不了我了。
And let us say to the Lord that, Dear Lord, no man can change me.
可是我求你来改变我。
But I ask you to change me.
求主来改变我们。
I ask the Lord to change us.
弟兄姊妹，教会往前，我们要知道怎么行。
So brothers and sisters, as the church move forward, what are you to do?
你的太太改变不了你，你的先生改变不了你。
When your wife or your husband can't change you.
你的父母改变不了你，你的儿女改变不了你。
When your parents, when your children can't change you.
可是让我们知道神改变得了我们。
But know that God can change you.
我们在我们的聚会里面，我们愿意提供那纯正的信息。
So that's why in our meeting we want to give you the true message.
就说当弟兄们提供纯正的信息的时候，不领受、不思想、不看重，这是谁的问题呢
？So when a brother is ministering the words of God to you the way it is, but if you don't want to receive it,
如果当弟兄们提供正确的信息给大家的时候，要吃是我们的事。
When the brother is giving you a true message, eat it.
我们不是来这里坐着礼拜。
We're not here to sit during the sermon.
我们来这里是我们敬拜神，神是我们教会的中心。
We're here to worship God.
所以这个礼拜四，史弟兄在同工聚会的时候特别提醒我们同工。
So on last Thursday, Brother C reminded all the co-workers.
他说我们在教会里面我们缺少教导。
And he said that our church lacks teaching.
教导怎么样做父母。
Teaching how to be parents.
教导怎么样做子女。
Teaching us how to be children.
弟兄姊妹，常常我觉得跟我同样年龄的父母呢，我们这一代真是难为。
Brothers and sisters, I felt that for a lot of parents that are around my age, it is not easy.
因为我们儿女所经历的生活，我们的年轻的时候我们没有经历过。
Because what our children are going through nowadays, we have never experienced.
原来他们现在所经历的生活，我们自己现在也在经历。
Whatever challenge they're going through, we are going through.The same thing.
我们的儿女呢会发现原来我们的父母问题呢跟他们一样困难。
And then our children we realize that our parents are fighting the same battles we are.
甚至呢他们的父母问题比他们还大。
Maybe sometimes the parents are in deeper troubles than they are.
所以呢父母呢像我们这一代年轻时所要做的事情。
So as parents, what we need to do?
我们看一个电影我们要离开家去看电影。
That we have to go somewhere.Sometimes when we go watch a movie,
走到电影院，他跟我们收门票，没有钱，我们要跟父母要钱，说我今天要去看电影，你给我钱，我去看。
So sometimes when the children go to a movie theater, they don't have money to buy the tickets, they ask parents for the money for the tickets.
所以我们做什么事情，父母都知道。
So then, whatever the children do, the parents must be aware of.
可是今天的儿女不一样，他们在家里面拿着 iPad 就可以看电影。
Okay, and the old times, the parents, when the parents wanted to go to watch a movie, they have to ask their parents for money.
父母亲都已经付完了，他们可以看免费的电影。
Would always know what movie they're watching, but nowadays you get on your iPad and you watch whatever you want to watch.
所以我的儿女很抱歉，我没有付费让你们看电影。
So for my children, sorry, I don't.
可是就是这样，他们还是找得到电影去看的。
But still, nowadays you don't need parents to give you money to watch any movie.
不要说我们的儿女，我们做父母也是这样，天天拿着 iPad 也可以看电影，上到电脑就可以 YouTube 看电影。
Not just them, but nowadays anyone can go on YouTube.
可能我们做父母看的电影比我们的儿女还多呢。
Maybe sometimes the parents watch more movies than the children.
当我们要玩的时候，我们年轻的时候，我们都是群体的活动。
When he was young, he used to go out and play with groups.
所以你看我们的照片都是一群一群的。
So a lot of pictures of him, younger is with friends.
可是这时代不一样了，现在都是自拍，你拍拍拍都是一个人的画面，
nowadays,
就是你的脸。
Nowadays, all your pictures are selfies.
长胖了用年纪拍瘦一点。
If you gain weight, just turn the angle a little bit.
所以人家知道你现在还是保持年轻的状况。
So everyone thought you are the same.
那好朋友真的是去自交的时候才会一起照一张相。
And then it's very often, rare that you take pictures with friends now.
弟兄姊妹，我们
Brothers and sisters, when he was young, what he wanted
都是呢那个广告呢不断的轰炸轰炸轰炸轰炸
is usually some things he saw in advertisements.
所以呢这个好像绿油精的广告他要唱到那首歌呢在我们的脑袋里面绿油精绿油精那我们才会去买这一个药品
A lot of times it's the slogans or the catchy songs that caught his attention to buy things.
可是现在的广告非常厉害了，我们说是植入性的广告。
But nowadays they don't pay attention to the advertisement songs anymore. They target advertise.
我昨天非常想在我家里找一个有广告的这个商业的东西。
So yesterday I wanted to show you an advertisement.
那好，在这里能够表演。
So that I could show it to you.
所以呢，我找找找找，我家里都没有什么名牌。
But then it took me a long time. I couldn't find any brand name in the house.
所以呢，我就说了，这是植入性。今天呢，只要有一个名人呢，背着一个很好的名牌的包包，哎呀，大家看到他背着包包，我要。So
nowadays, it's just whoever a celebrity, whatever backpack that person has, now you want it too.
今天 Kevin 弟兄没有带他的杯子来。So
brother Kevin left his cup underneath.
说明他的杯子上有一个品牌，一喝的时候，年轻的弟兄姊妹一看到。 哇,我下次也要喝这个品牌。
So that if Kevin was drinking a bottle of something, they would, oh, I want to drink that too.
弟兄姊妹,这就是这个世界的厉害。
Brothers and sisters, that's what the world can do to you.
今天很多年轻的人,他们觉得去看心理医师是非常正常的事情。
And now for youngsters, they think that going to a psychiatrist is a common thing.
就跟普通的医生是一样的。
Just like going to a regular doctor for a checkup.
有需要就是需要去看医生的。
Whenever you think you need, go talk to a psychiatrist.
可是你们知道你们的父母亲去看心理医生的时候，他们会觉得多么惭愧吗？
But don't you know that for the past generation, it is a shame to go to a psychiatrist.
可能你会说啊，他们觉得惭愧，为什么呢？
Maybe you would ask, why would it be a shame?
我想这就是你们为什么你们要多多去了解你们父母的原因。
So let me tell you this, that's why you get to go talk to them and know your parents.
可能他们活在这个世代比你们的生活更加的不容易。
Maybe they have a harder life than you do now.
弟兄姊妹，这个世代有许多的信息都是主动的。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of message, it comes at you.
或是 你不要，他还是要给你的。
Or in other words, maybe if you don't want to listen to it, it will come at you anyway.
有些事情呢，好到一个程度呢，我们呢是积极的要去找他的。
But there are some messages that are good, and you have to go find it.
可是到底是不是神的心意呢？合神喜悦的事呢？
But are those things according to God's will?
那些画面、那些声音、那些交谈，是不是充满主所喜悦的声音呢？
Those images, those sounds that you're looking for, are they according to God's will?
是不是圣洁的事情呢？
Are they sanctified things?
弟兄姊妹，我们要想个办法，不要接受这些事物。
So brothers and sisters, find a way to filter those things.
弟兄姊妹，2018年我们到底在神的家中当怎么行呢？
So brothers and sisters, 2018, what are we to do?
我的时间快没有了。
My time is running out.
第一件事情呢，就是成为一个传福音的教会。
First one is we want a church to be a gospel spreading church.
当我们要传福音的时候，有一件事情就非常的重要。
So we preach gospel, one thing especially important.
所以我们要每一天为着一位以上的福音朋友来祷告。
So let us each day pray for someone who can receive the gospel.
这是今年呢，弟兄圣中呢给你们的挑战。
So this is a challenge I want to lay out for you.
所以呢，第一个代祷单呢，我送到你们手上的时候。
So when I give you that first list of names to pray for.
那我印了一份代祷单，今天放在你们的手上。
Now you have a list of prayer requests.
我希望在这个代祷山上呢，你可以写上一位福音朋友的姓名。
There is a list in your hand now. Write a name on that.
或者是你家人还没有信主的名字。
Someone in your family who has not believed.
那你把它交还放在奉献箱里面，我们教会为你祷告。
Fill out that name and put it in the box.
让我们从祷告开始，我们来救你所想救的这一位朋友或是。
So that starting from prayer, we will start saving that member.
好不好? 你就用这一个代祷单把他的名字写上去。
Why not put that name on it now?
不管你在教会聚会多久, 我相信现在传福音还是我们的使命。
Doesn't matter how long you've been with us, we want to pray for that name.
哦, 记得有一次Kevin呢, 把一张, 代祷的要求放在我手上的时候
I remember one time I gave a list of names
那这一张名单呢一直存到现在都还在我的手上
And then the list is still in Brother Stephen's hand
那就是为他的父母亲来祷告
And that's for my parents
为他的父母亲得救来祷告
For my parents to be saved
所以呢从去年开始呢这样的一件事情也一直没有在我的心里面忘记掉。
And this whole past year, Brother Stephen has been praying for that list.
所以弟兄姊妹当你写下去的时候我相信在教会同工负责弟兄的身上我们不会忘记这一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, when you gave us that name, we won't forget it.
因为今天我们建造教会我们是同心合意的建造。
Because today we're building up this church in one accord.
所以祷告的服事是一个指标性的服事。
So let us treat this as a duty.
我们不祷告，我们的事都没有办法进行。
And when we start everything with a prayer, if we don't pray, nothing will work.
所以在荧幕上呢，我把我们教会祷告的时间都列在这里。
So on the screen now, these are the time that we will pray.
所以我们从一周的第一天开始，我们主日早晨八点，我们就在这里祷告。
So starting on the first day, the Sunday, we prayed in the morning.
弟兄姊妹，你不要告诉我们你们祷告非常的形式。
Don't tell us that your prayer has now become routine.
虽然是形式，我们每个礼拜都在这里祷告。
Still, even if it's a routine, we pray anyway.
还是有弟兄愿意付上时间在这里祷告。
There are still brothers and sisters that are willing to pray.
因为呢，在我的里面感动，我觉得这是一个生活的祷告。
And to me,what touches me is this is the prayer to burn the fire.
这些弟兄在这里守住的时候，这个火就在这里燃烧。
When brothers and sisters are praying, they are starting this fire.
当你今天早上你愿意八点来到教会祷告的时候，我相信你就把你自己的火带到教会来。
On Sunday morning, when you pray with us, you bring your fire.
你说我没办法那么早来。
If you say that's too early.
主日早上九点十五分，我们在这边，我左手边这个地方，我们还可以一起祷告。
Sunday morning 9:15 to 9:50, we pray right there.
我说这是一个安息的祷告。
I think that this is the peace, the rest.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里就是为着我们今天一天的聚会在这里祈求。
At that time, we prayed for the sermon and the service.
所以，如果你不参加成人逐日学，你可以来这边安安静静的祷告，或是出声的祷告。
So if you are not part of the Sunday morning school, come and pray with us.
去年呢，我们从周报上一直提醒弟兄姊妹，每一天花15分钟的时间亲近主。
And last year, on the program sheets, in the whole year, we remind you to pray at least
周一到周六，每一天都能够花15分钟的时间来亲近主，不管你年轻也好，你年长也好。
Monday to Saturday, each day, 15 minutes prayer.
可是你若愿意的话，八点到八点五十，我们在不同的地方、不同的地点一起来为教会守望。
But if you want, wherever you are, at 8 to 8:50, pray.
周三的祷告聚会。
Wednesday night prayer.
刚刚已经提过了。
We talked about it.
我说这是重新得力的一个祷告。
This is the prayer that we will regain strength.
你是第一个礼拜呢，工作了三天，你已经感觉到乏力的时候，来参加祷告聚会。
After you spend 3 days working, when you feel exhausted, come and be strengthened.
让我们重新得力。
So that we can regain strength.
让我们在学校的生活也好，在职场的生活也好，我们能够重新得力。
At school and at work, come and be strengthened.
我们福音聚会的时候有禁食的祷告
and before every gospel meeting, we fast and pray.
这是为着灵魂得救迫切的祷告
so that the souls can be saved.
弟兄姊妹当你说这些祷告词的时间我都没有
Brothers and sisters, if you say I am not available in any of the
可是我还活得好好的
But I live a good life.
你要悔改
Then repent.
因为我不知道你得到的祝福是从哪里来的。
Because I have no clue where you got your blessings from.
可能你还有更多的秘诀来亲近主。
Maybe you got other secrets to come close to the Lord.
如果是这样的话，你告诉我，我有一天请你来分享。
If so, tell me those secrets. Maybe you can.
让我们知道你怎么样可以不祷告过得那么好。
Let us know how you can live your life so well without prayers.
行恶的第二件，明白主的话。
Second thing is to understand God's word.
所以呢，在你们的单子上有一个读经的祷告单。
So in that list, you have another request to write down.
弟兄姊妹，我不要你从创世纪再开始读起。
Brothers and sisters, don't start from Genesis again.
你现在要读的哪一章，你今天读完了，你就把它划掉。
Whatever you have already studied, cross it out.
你今天读以斯帖记，你读完了，你就把它划掉。
If you have finished the book of Esther, cross it out.
可能明天呢，你不想读了，可是呢，圣灵又感动你再一次读圣经的时候，你就从以斯帖记开始读起。
And whenever you wanted to restart your progress, just start after Esther.
不管怎么样，我们的目的是鼓励弟兄姊妹，你一年能够把圣经读完一遍。
Wherever you are, we want to encourage you to finish reading the Bible once.
从高中开始，每一年我都读圣经一遍。
Starting from my high school year, I finish the Bible once every year.
四十多年过去了，你说你圣经读了四十多遍，哎，你有什么改变没有
？So after 40 some years, am I changed?
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我有什么改变，可是我知道神的话在我的生活里面。有一个说明
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if I've changed, but I know that God's words has these demonstrations in my life.
最基本最基本神的话会责备我
Is that at the very least, God's words will attack my conscience.
所以圣灵会借着神的话在我的里面生活有改变
So what it means is that God's words will guide you in your life.
所以在最终生活的时候神的话不会让我安安然然的活在里面
So that when I know I'm doing something wrong, His words will let me know.
弟兄姊妹如果说你这个列的呢你说我都做到了
And brothers and sisters, if all these four things listed, you have done it.
你说教会的供应根本没有办法供应我了。
And then you say that whatever this church is supplying has no fulfillment for me.
弟兄姊妹起来受造就。
Brothers and sisters, to be edified.
今天有神学院里面有一些的装备的课程你可以接受造就。
There are some Bible college courses that you can take.
当你受到造就之后回到教会你来侍奉神。
And after you're edified, come and serve.
当你受到造就之后，你回到教会，你来服侍人。
When you are done being edified, then come help others be edified.
教会需要更多的同工，更多的弟兄姊妹起来一同服侍。
Because in fact, the church is looking for people to lead.
英文组的弟兄姊妹也是这样。
The same for the English group.
可能你们会觉得说，我们想服侍，可是我们找不到服侍的地方。
Maybe you feel like that you want to serve, but you don't know how.
我鼓励你们，你们可以跟七位的弟兄姊妹好好的交通。
I ask you to talk to the brothers and sisters around you.
使你们在教会的侍奉能够成长起来。
So that you can serve.
弟兄姊妹，我们得到主的话，我们还要来使用主的话。
And after we got the words of God, we use it.
用主的话来抵挡其他一切的异端。
We use it so that we say no to the cults and the other things.
用主的话来逃避一切不洁的关系，拒绝一切的关系。
We use God's word so that we can resist the other teachings.
如果你要接待这些不明白真理的人。
And if you want to help those people that are receiving the wrong messages,
我希望你能够跟教会的负责弟兄跟同工先有交通。
Before you start, I want you to talk to the leading brothers and sisters.
我们的意思是这样子的。
What I'm meaning is this.
我们有主的话，我们要站立的稳。
With God's words, we have to stand firm.
我们不要被引诱，我们不要被好像被他们的不纯正的道理所带走。
So we don't get persuaded into the wrong thing.
所以你有你主的话，你可以在那里做劝诫他们悔改的一件事情。
And in fact, with God's words, we have to draw them back.
如果你劝诫他们，他们不悔改。
And if you try to persuade them and they refuse,
这个时候你离开他不是没有爱心。
Then I tell you that now if you want to walk away from them, it's not because you're a lack of love.
这时候你离开他呢，是因为你要保持你自己的圣洁。
At that point, you have to walk away because you want to stay sanctified.
这就是主话语的功用。
And that's the usage of God's word.
弟兄姊妹，我还有很多的要说。
There's many other things I want to tell you.
可是我今天只能停到这边。
But this is where I'm going to stop.
在2018年呢，教会要有一个修缮的行动。
In 2018, We will have some modification.
我请弟兄姊妹从祷告开始为这件事情祷告。
From remodeling, I want brothers and sisters to start with us with prayer.
因为呢，过去呢，我很怕弟兄姊妹来为这些事情祷告。
Before, I was afraid to ask you guys to pray about it.
好像不太属灵哈。
Because it does not sound spiritual.
可是为了要让它属灵的起见，弟兄姊妹，我们就一起来祷告。
But I think that's the wrong way to do this, we have to pray together.
我们希望在这个旁边这一块土地上能够被神使用。
We want the Lord to use that land next to us.
弟兄姊妹，待会呢，可能你不要从这个门出去，你从这个门出去的时候，你会比较有感觉。
Brothers and sisters, if you walk out that door after this meeting, you will know what I'm talking about.
那么大的一块空地，神要我们做什么呢？
That big lot of empty land.
现在只不过就是一棵树，一些杂草站在上面而已。
Right now, it is just a dwelling place for a tree and some grass.
可是如果我们要传福音，神会祝福我们，我们是不是预备好了呢？
But when we prayed, when God's blessings comes, are we ready to receive it?
我们有那么多青少年的弟兄姐妹坐在这里。
We have these many younger brothers and sisters.
我们还有很多的孩子们在复堂的主日学的教室。
We have so many little children in the back.
所以呢，前三年呢，不止前三年，更早之前我们就有一个想法呢，能够把这一块地能够建筑起来。
So more than 3 years ago, we wanted to build something there.
至少是一个多功能的一个球场跟聚会厅在这里。
At the very least, a court for games or maybe a simple meeting room.
我们希望我们门面的景观也能够建造起来。
And we want to remodel at the front of the church.
所以呢，别人能够知道这是一个主所使用的教会。
So that when people pass by, they know that this is God's church.
这些人在这里呢，有神的祝福与他们同在。
That these people who meet here, these are with blessing.
弟兄姊妹，多少年来我们的正堂、副堂呢，这修缮跟粉刷呢都没有继续的进行。
Brothers and sisters, how many years we have not remodeled our meeting place?
在我们的正堂一直等到这屋顶裂下会飘下粉来的时候，我们才开始粉刷。
The last time we repainted this, it was because the roof was falling apart and things are dropping.
弟兄姊妹有抱怨的时候，我们才做这件事。
Brothers and sisters, it's when we cannot stand it anymore, then we paint.
弟兄姊妹，你能够受得了这样的一个聚会吗？
Brothers and sisters, is this the place you want to meet?
我们可不可以等到，我们可不可以让弟兄姊妹还没有抱怨的时候，我们就把这些事情给做好了呢？
Couldn't we start making this nicer before people start complaining?
我们副堂希望有第二层楼的建造。
And then in our second hall, we want to have a second floor.
所以呢，周五我们的查经聚会，我们可以有更多的小组，我们能够很好的聚会。
So that on our Friday Bible studies, we could break down into more groups to read the Bible together.
弟兄姊妹，可能你会说，现在只有六个小组而已。
Brothers and sisters, you may say that we only have six groups.
干嘛有那么多的教室？
Why do you need so many classrooms?
弟兄姊妹，甚至你会说，我连周五我都没有来聚会，干嘛你们还要造第二楼的教室？
You may even say that I don't even come on Friday. Why would I care about your second floor?
弟兄姊妹，你要来聚会。
Brothers and sisters, that's why you need to come.
这个部分我跳过去了。弟兄姊妹，你要来聚会。
Brothers and sisters, that's why you have to come.
我们希望恩慈组跟信心组能够成长。
We want the group of kindness and the group of faith can grow.
我们希望星期五你带福音朋友来的时候，我们会有一个福音研经的小组。
We want that when you bring gospel friends to come, we have a gospel meeting group waiting for them.
你说为什么不是仁爱组？为什么不建造这个和平组？为什么不建造喜乐组
？You say why not the group of love? Why not the group of peace? Why not?
弟兄姊妹，其他各组的弟兄姊妹，我们要自己建造自己起来。
Brothers and sisters, because I tell you the other groups, they have to start.
你们带来的福音朋友在你们的小组里面被栽培、被建造。
When you bring friends with you, your group is good enough to grow them.
在小组里面，我们希望有更好的关怀生活在那里。
We want each small group to build up better.
可是弟兄姊妹，恩慈组跟信心组实在是一个刚刚开始的小组。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you the group of kindness and the group of faith, they're still growing.
所以我们希望呢，来到我们中间受浸的弟兄姊妹。年轻的加入信心组，年长的就加入恩慈组。
So we want that the newly baptized brothers and sisters, the younger ones who join faith, the not so young ones join the group of kindness.
还没信主的，欢迎来到福音研经小组。
And the ones that has not believed, come to the gospel preaching group.
弟兄姊妹，建立神的家里面的关怀与牧养。
Brothers and sisters, also start caring each other in a family basis.
任何一个家庭的问题需要，还有。牧养的工作，我们都从祷告会开始。
Any needs from a family, start with a prayer.
弟兄姊妹，你说为什么你会有这样的感觉呢
？Brothers and sisters, you may ask why say that.
弟兄姊妹，真的从2011年我开始服事以来
，And I tell you that started when I serving 2011.
弟兄姊妹跟我交通一些家庭的问题
，Brothers and sisters, come tell me what's wrong with the family.
他都说你为我们祷告。
He would also say, pray for us.
我说可不可以放在祷告会里面为你祷告。
And I said, can we pray for you on our Wednesday prayer night?
可能我们弟兄姐妹都非常的难为，说不要让别人知道。
But then the brother and sister would say, no, I don't want other people to know about it.
2018年开始，我不再做这件事。
So in 2018, I tell you that that's when I'm going to stop.
如果当你跟我交通你家庭的问题的时候，我一定会把它带到祷告里会面，让大家都知道。
If you tell me something of your family and if you need my prayer, I am going to tell the rest of the prayer group.
这就是祷告聚会的目的。
Because that's why we come together and pray.
你的家庭要因为教会的祷告得到祝福。
And your family will receive blessings from our prayer group.
既然你的家庭有需要，你的家庭有问题，你的家庭需要牧养。
If your family needs prayer's help.
就从祷告聚会开始。
Let our prayer group help.
我也不怕说给那么多的人听。
I don't mind telling people about this.
我希望你也不要怕说给那么多的人听。
So I want you to not be ashamed when you need to.
因为那么多的人在为你的家里，为你的家祷告的时候，你的家就要得到保守。
Because when this group of people praying for your family, then blessings will come.
当你跟我讲你的家庭有问题的时候，我也希望你把你家庭的问题带到祷告聚会里面来说。
And in fact, if you want to bring something up to me from your family, just come to a prayer group and tell the group.
可是我也要要求参加祷告聚会的弟兄姊妹，当弟兄姊妹有交通的时候，你不要再去跟别人说。
But of course, then the prayer group, when someone comes and asks you for a prayer,Don't go spread the word.
我们的责任就是好好专心的祷告。
What you need to do is just focus on praying.
我相信神要保守每一个家庭。
Because I know God wants to care for each family.
相信2018年同工负责弟兄弟兄姐妹，我们都有这样的一个心智。
So let 2018 for all of us to have this one mindset.
让我们教会继续的往前增长。
So that our church can go forward.
这是神的心意。
Because that's God's will.
让我们能够过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
So let us live a life that pleases God.
让我们可以过一个圣洁的生活。
Let us live a life of sanctity.
好吧，我们最后呢，我们把荧幕上的这一段的经文，我们再读一次。
So let us read 1 Thessalonians.
英文组的弟兄姊妹，我请你们翻开你们的圣经或是你们的手机。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章一到四节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们一起来读。
Together.
弟兄们
Finally, then, brother,
我还有话说我们靠着主耶稣求你们劝你们你们既然受了我的教训知道行可以讨神喜悦就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励
我们
凭主耶稣传给你们什么的命令神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁远避淫行要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守住自己的身体？我们再唱诗歌712首。
Song 712.